Here it is, the show that everybody goes overboard about. The show that Paramount Pictures Incorporated released yesterday all over the country as a Technicolor film. It's radio's Land of the Lost. Be sure to hear Lucky 7 Prize Time later in the program and learn how you can win a grand free prize. The Land of the Lost is brought to you by Bosco. B-O-S-C-O, Bosco Milk Amplifier, the rich chocolate-flavored syrup that makes milk taste better than a soda fountain treat. You'll like Bosco hot, you'll like Bosco cold. And boy, oh boy, will your Land of the Lost Club go for swell-tasting drinks that Bosco makes. Yes, fellows and girls, you'll all go for delicious chocolate-flavored Bosco. And now, the Bosco Company presents The Land of the Lost.
Land of the Lost, a kingdom fair as a dream. It lies far under the sea, mysteriously shining with ripples that glimmer and gleam.
And here is the discoverer of the Land of the Lost, Isabel Manning Hewson.
Do you know what happens to everything that is really truly lost? Things that disappear and never turn up again? They go to a mysterious kingdom at the bottom of the sea called the Land of the Lost, where we'll take you for an exciting adventure in just a moment.
Say, boys and girls, do you like a treat? Well, the treats are on Bosco when you want to get a load of energy and give yourself a build-up. Yes, a spoonful of luscious chocolatey Bosco stirred into that glass of milk means a barrel full of pep for you. Bosco Milk Amplifier is rich in iron to build good red blood for the energy you need to keep up with the gang and get ahead of the game. Bosco gives you an extra to grow on, too. Important vitamin D. Bosco really treats you right. So treat yourself to delicious chocolatey Bosco today and every day. And now, back to Isabel Manning Hewson and the Land of the Lost.
My brother Billy and I discovered this wondrous realm after we'd made friends with Red Lantern, the wise talking fish. Every week, he took us to a new part of the Land of the Lost. We'd travel down together on a swift ocean current, pass through the magic curtain that guards the entrance, and there we'd be. One day, we'd no sooner arrived than Red Lantern said,
"Gallopy Guppies, Billy, I've got a letter here I forgot to give you."
"For me? Now, who do you suppose would be riding me down here?"
"Well, Kipper, my flippers, open it up and find out."
"What does it say, Billy?"
"Oh, wait a sec. Dear Billy, was I glad to hear you've been visiting the Land of the Lost. I need help right away. Please come quick. I'll be waiting at the fork roads. Your old friend, Jack."
"Jack?"
"Well, who is your old friend, Billy?"
"Search me. I don't even know anybody by that name. And I never heard of the fork roads."
"Well, come along. I'll take you there right now. Anchors away." "See, Tadpole, just ahead. We're coming to the Great Tableland. We've got to cross it and Spoon River to reach the fork roads."
"Hey, look! A whole bunch of silverware with a big soup spoon ahead of them."
"Yep. They're the lost spoon."
"Yes, so we are. Everything from soup to sherbets, my boy. Isn't that right, mate?" "Now, how about giving these visitors the spoon song?"
"Okay, Soupy. Here goes."
"Who likes coffee?
Who likes tea?
E-I-E-I-O.
When you serve it hot, just call on me.
E-I-E-I-O.
With a sip, sip here.
And a sip, sip there.
Here a sip.
There a sip.
Here and there a sip, sip.
I'm for tea.
E-I-E-I-O.
Boy, I could sure go for something to eat."
"Who takes sugar by the scoop?
E-I-E-I-O.
I hold the most of all the group.
E-I-E-I-O.
With a dip, dip here.
And a dip, dip there.
Here a dip.
There a dip.
Here and there a dip, dip.
I'm for sugar.
I'm for soup.
E-I-E-I-O.
How's that for a chorus of silvery voices?
Oh, it was awfully nice, but
hold
I...
Hold off there, everyone!
Oh, who's that, Mr. Soupspoon?
The tall chap coming this way? Why, that's the Santa Hoot the Gallerspoon. The Santa Spoon.
Looks like a sterling character.
Oh, he is, and he's dippy about... Lavinia Ladle.
Oh, is that so?
He thinks she has the most beautiful hallmark in Spoon River. What's your hurry, Santa Hat?
Something terrible has happened.
What is it?
Spill it, Santa Hat.
Lavinia has disappeared.
Lavinia Ladle?
What?
Vanished. I took her home myself after dinner last night, but she hasn't been seen. You fellows have got to help me look for her.
No, of course, Sarah. Now, let's get organized.
I knew I could count on you. Dan Dipper, take a couple of the boys out to the punch bowl and work around the edge.
Okay.
Soupy, you're the best man to tackle the big tureen. She might have gone. Skimming there.
No.
And I'll lead a posse of volunteers through the Hollandaise Tunnel. It's dangerous, but...
Where with you, Father?
Come on!
Goodbye, Isabel and Billy, and mind your table manners.
Well, come on, Tadpoles. We've got to cross Spoon River. And that sounds like the boat whistle.
Gosh, so this is Spoon River. Sure is a muddy-looking stream. Why, it's brown as gravy.
Just what it is made of, Billy.
And Billy, the boat is a gravy boat.
Well, what do you know?
Well, come on, kids.
Gee, I never saw a lady boat captain before.
I'm the only one down here, Sonny. Lady Susan, they call me, on account of I'm always turning round and coming back right where I started from.
Oh.
Well, all set. Then let's go.
Oh, we're moving.
Yep. Only takes a minute or two to get across if you don't hit a lump.
You sure handle the boat nicely, Susan. Must be hard to steer through that gravy.
Oh, I'm a killer diller at the tiller. But say, what was all the excitement back in Spoonville?
Well, the population has just gone out to search for a young lady who has disappeared.
A lady? Uh-huh. Wouldn't be Lavinia now, would it?
Why, yes, that was her name.
They've all gone the wrong way, then. I took Lavinia across Spoon River myself late last night.
Oh, you did, eh?
It's my private opinion she eloped with that gay young tuning fork who met her on the other side.
Uh-oh.
If the Great Horn Spoon knew about it, there'd be trouble, too.
The Great Horn Spoon? Well, who's that?
Oh, he rules over the whole tableland, Isabel. And he's been very strict about elopements ever since the dish ran away with the spoon.
If you ask me, Lavinia's in for trouble anyhow. I don't think that tuning fork rings true.
How's that?
We're pulling in now.
And a very pleasant crossing, Susan. Come on, Tadpoles.
Thanks for the ride, Susan. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I see a sign ahead. Well, yes, it says the Fork Road. And somebody's standing underneath it.
Hey, Billy! Don't you recognize me?
Jiminy Christmas, of course I do. It's Jackknife. My old Jackknife who wrote me the letter.
Hiya, Billy.
Oh, boy, am I glad to see you.
Oh, same here. You and Isabel both.
Oh, and this is our friend Red Lantern, Jack.
Well, glad to know you, Jack.
Hi.
I can see right now you'd never be dull company.
Oh, thanks. But I'm afraid I'm not sharp enough for the rest of the crowd down here.
Why, what do you mean, fella?
Oh, let's go along toward Whetstone Castle and I'll tell you my troubles.
Whetstone Castle? What's that?
Oh, you can see it just ahead. It's where the knives of the square table live.
Yep, and they're the most important blades in knifedom, Tadpoles. Sir Inkton Penknife, Sir Keen Carver, and a number of others.
But they won't let me join the square table.
Why not?
Well, it's this way. You have to prove your mettle first. They claim I'm still young and untried.
Untried? That's a lot of baloney. I could tell them plenty you did for me.
Oh, gosh, Billy, would you? Oh, that's why I wanted you to come.
You bet your corkscrew.
Oh, you see, there's a meeting at the castle right now. And if I could bring someone to testify for me, I might still have a chance. Oh, I'd rather be a knight of the square table than anything in the world.
Oh, of course we'll help you, Jack. But how do you get into the castle?
Well, we knives take a shortcut through this side door.
You mean down this narrow passage?
Right. Leads into the great hall where the square table is. Oh, hear that? The knives are in there now. I'll open the door gently.
Oh, Red Lantern! I'm scared!
Boy, Isabel's got a right to be scared. Those knives are big and sharp. Say, you boys and girls want to prove your mettle like Jackknife? Want to be out front in school and sports? Then what you need is lots of iron. The kind of iron that comes in food and helps you to give good red blood for energy and pep. So get a load of iron for energy and have yourself a swell treat. Make every glass of milk a Bosco milk. Bosco's rich in chocolate flavor, rich in iron for energy and strength. So every time you pour yourself a glass of milk, just measure out a spoonful or two of luscious, syrupy Bosco from the jar and stir it in. Takes only a minute to turn that glass of milk into a swell-tasting, chocolate-flavored treat, like refreshments you'd have at a party. Yes, boys and girls, you want to come out first in a 100-yard dash. You want the sparkle and the pep that make you popular at parties. So, get your iron every day the Bosco way. Get another big extra in Bosco Milk Amplifier, important vitamin D to help you develop straight, strong build the star athletes have. Ask Mother to buy you some Bosco today. It's wonderful tasting, wonderful for you. And tell her Bosco costs less for every delicious glass. And now, back to the land of the lost. Young Jackknife has just led the Pollywogs and Red Lantern into the great hall at Whetstone Castle, where the knives of the square table are assembled.
Mercy! Look at them all drawn up and gleaming!
Aren't enough
when we start getting wrong for with life. Knife of the table square, nothing can blunt our zeal. Test us if you must, we won't rush, you can trust, they will see.
Attention, Sir Knives. Answer to the roll call.
Christopher Columbus, that's the great horn spoon himself, Tadpole.
Sir Keen Carver.
Present, my lord.
Sir Inkton Penknife.
Present.
Sir Slicewell Cake Cutter.
Yeah.
Sir Krusty Breadknife.
Yeah.
He's a loafer, if you ask me.
Brush those crumbs off your chin, Sir Krusty. I'm surprised at you.
Oh, oh, sorry, my lord.
Sir Paimon.
Oh, Isabel, I have to sneeze. Oh, Billy, Isabel, hear you.
Ah! Oh, Jack! Hold me, blade, who was that?
Me, sir.
An earth boy. By all the chisels, how did you get in here?
I brought caught him, Sir King?
It's that persistent young jackknife again. Ha!
How dare you interrupt this meeting?
Oh, because you told me, sir, that if I could get someone to testify for me, I might be able to join the square table. I've got my former owner here, and I...
We have no time to
Since you gave your word, Sir Keen, and the applicant has produced his witness, he should be heard.
But how do we know he's responsible?
I'll vouch for him, gentlemen.
Why, it's Red Lantern, the guiding light to the land of the lost. You are acquainted with this Earth boy, Red Lantern?
I am. Billy is Jackknife's former owner and knows all about him.
Very well. What can you say on behalf of your old comrade, Milad?
Well, sir, Jack could carve any kind of wood, and he just couldn't miss it, Mumbly Peg.
Mumbly Peg! Ha! I told you this Jack was nothing but a village cut-up.
Impudent young bumpkin.
Order! Minor accomplishments like games and whittling do not count here, Billy.
Uh-oh.
Every blade at this table has deeds of high renown and achievement to his credit. Sorrington Penknife served a famous writer for 20 years and never broke a pencil point.
My goodness!
Sir Keen Carver once cut through a wire that was choking a helpless animal.
Ah, very line of duty.
And those nicks on Sir Slicewell Cake Cutter's blade came from many a valiant struggle in the home of a bride who was learning to cook.
I still get a pain in the neck on baking day.
What can you tell us about Jackknife that compares with such exploits as these?
Well, there was the time when my dad forgot his door key and Jack pried open the window.
No risk involved there.
And he was always very nice about odd jobs around the house.
Commendable, but hardly valiant.
Well, maybe he never had a chance at anything really big. But as long as I had him, he did everything I wanted him to and did it well. I don't see what more anyone could ask.
Bravo, Billy.
It's a good start, I grant you, but not enough.
Quite so. Come back again 2 or 3 years from now, Jack. Perhaps you'll have carved out more of a career by then.
Yes, sir.
Oh, gosh, Jack, I'm awfully sorry.
Oh, it's all right, Billy. You did your best. Thanks, just the same.
The crusty knife of the square table.
Well, enter.
The crusty.
What does this outcry mean?
Oh. Bless my scales. It's a pair of butter knives.
My lord's food, and sirs.
Go on. What are you gasping about?
We've run all the way from Sugarloaf Pass.
Zounds! Don't tell me another Tong war has broken out.
No, Sirrington, but they've just discovered that the great silver chest is up there.
The chest that was stolen by highwaymen at the Fork Roads last week.
Oh, yes, Sir Keen. The robbers must have abandoned it. Oh, but that's not all.
There's someone locked up inside of it. A damsel.
What's that? A damsel?
Oh, yes, Sir Krusty. And in dire distress.
Oh, my God.
But alas, nobody can open the padlock that fastens the chest.
Enough! It is the call to arms. Peronaives, is there one among you who would not risk his blade to save an imprisoned damsel? Yes!
To the rescue!
On to Sugarloaf! Ah, there is the chest. Stand aside, knives. Let me at it. I can do no more. Miss Tonsil's efforts do not even mar the service. You're that accursed chest.
Jiminy, poor Sir Keen is just about battered his head, you are.
Well, I'm afraid the situation's hopeless, Billy. That chest is made of hard metal.
Oh, but remember the prisoner inside. We've got to get her out.
Keep away, Jackknife. No room here for any but the tried and true.
Oh, shucks.
Gosh, her voice is getting mighty faint.
I say, try the padlock again, Inkton, old fellow. It's the only chance.
That Inkton's bent already. You can't pick a strong lock with a penknife.
I can try once more, Sir Slicewell.
Be careful or you'll break your...
He's broken his blade. Sir Inkton's hurt.
Stand back, everyone. Stand back.
All right.
Lay him over here. Here now. Yes.
I did my best. Never let it be said that a knife of the square table wasn't up to scratch.
Oh, my poor friend.
We've all done our best, but we've failed.
Then let me get at that chest. I'm young and strong. I'll show you.
No, dash it all. Stop. You'll only injure yourself the way we did.
Lay off, will you, Jack? You're not doing a bit of good.
Oh, please, Jack, please. Oh. I guess you're right. I'm no better than the rest.
Well, maybe that'll teach you to stay back in the rank and file where you belong.
But I was only... Wait a minute. What was that you said? The rank and file. Oh! Thanks for the hint, Sir Krusty.
Hey, what's that?
Oh, it's true that an ordinary knife can't dent that chest or pick the catch or cut a hole in the side.
Well?
But you can saw the whole darn padlock off if you're a jackknife like me with a file up your sleeve. A file! Look out, folks. Let me get to it.
Oh, give him room, everybody. Give him room. And by Bessemer Jackknife, if you can get that padlock off, there'll be another knife of the square table by dinner time tonight.
Attaboy, Jack. You're really wearing it down.
Yep. It's getting thinner and thinner. Look, Tadpoles, look.
It's off. The padlock's off.
Open the lid quickly, Billy.
Okay, Red Lantern.
Who is it? Who's inside?
Why, it's a perfectly lovely silver ladle. Smell it, Hank. Where are you?
By the scarf, Miss Kevin. 'Tis Lavinia Ladle. What are you doing here? Your ladleship.
He locked me up.
Who locked you up?
That wicked tuning fork. I should never have listened to him. He turned out to be nothing but a piece of pewter.
Outrageous.
Oh, what shall I do? Salahad will never forgive me.
Nonsense, Lavinia. He'll be only too glad you're still untarnished.
We'd better get word to him right away, haven't we, Red Lantern?
Now, don't worry, Isabel. The butter knives will spread the news all over Tableland.
Dear Sir Keen, how can I thank you and your brave men?
Ah, do not thank us, your ladleship. Your rescue was due to one brave hero alone.
And who is he?
The youngest knife of the square table.
Rise, Sir Jack.
You mean me?
We mean you.
Arise, knight of the table square, for you have met the test. You have won your crest. It's a sure thing that you're one of the best.
Here they come, the lucky seven-time prize winners, the boys and girls who have sent in the most interesting letters about toys or other treasures they've lost and want returned. First, and a very appropriate first, too, Dan Reed of Pleasant Hill, Missouri, wins a peach of a jackknife. Now I'll tell you how you can see our own jackknife you've just heard on this program. Well, he's the hero of the wonderful new cartoon film in Technicolor that was just released yesterday all over the country by Paramount Pictures Incorporated. It's called The Land of the Lost. Be sure to find out where it's playing in your town. You'll see Billy, Isabel, and the knives of the steric table as well. Another way to get this same story and have it for keeps is in The Land of the Lost book. Ask for it at your local bookstore. The illustrations are really out of this world.
Second lucky seven-time prize winner, Barbara Jean Stromberg of St. Paul, Minnesota, wins a lovely gold locket. Barbara's Land of the Lost Club is going strong. The first thing they use their dues for is party refreshments. And, yep, Bosco tops the list.
Third, a trio of turtle winners, Bernice Golden of the Bronx, Barbara Turode of Astoria, Long Island, and the Land of the Lost Slowpoke Club of Chicago, Illinois.
Fourth, two winners from the Hoosier State. Harold Wilson of Indianapolis wins a softball, and Donald Rainier of Gary a set of black and red checkers. Now, before Isabel Manning Houston announces more prize winners, I ought to ask you a question. Listen, do you boys want to be the home run king of your school? Do you girls want to be able to swim as fast as the Olympic stars? You've got to have plenty of pep and energy. And one swell way to get that energy is to drink plenty of rich, chocolatey Bosco in your milk every day. Bosco Milk Amplifier will help you boys and girls build the good red blood that gives you pep. Bosco is filled with iron. And boy, oh boy, Bosco really gives milk a new and wonderful taste. Just add a teaspoonful or two of wonderful, rich Bosco syrup to your glass of milk, and you will feel as if you're standing in front of a soda fountain. Not only does Bosco taste swell, not only is Bosco full of pep and energy, but Bosco has vitamin D. Vitamin D is to grow on, straight and tall. Something else, something Mother will be glad to hear, Bosco's a real money saver. So extra chocolatey rich that it takes only one or two teaspoonfuls instead of three or four to make a swell-tasting drink of Bosco and milk. Tell Mother you don't want to waste a minute. Ask her to let you go to the store for a jar of Bosco today. And now, Isabel Manning Houston and more prize winners.
Fifth lucky seven-time prize winner, Edith Tenzer of New York City, who learned to play the tunes in our Land of the Lost record album, lost the treasured harmonica she played them on. A fine new Rona harmonica is on the way to her. Michael Piper of Milwaukee, Oregon, gets a special padlock for his bicycle. Beulah Goldman of Yonkers, New York, wins a tricky red whistle. And Marjorie Chambers of San Francisco, California, who lost her Bosco magic compass ring, gets another.
Sixth, Charles Yeager of Lake Grove, Oregon, wins a red wallet. James Kostofsky of Chicago gets a fine set of blocks. And Nancy Evans, who never misses our program and tells all her friends about it, wins a monkey hand puppet.
Seventh, 17-year-old Lambert Cesar wrote a splendid letter about his sister's lost purse. He wins a new one for her. Lenore Houck of Chicago belongs to a boy and girl Land of the Lost Club. Lenore is president of the girls, and she wins a fine softball autographed by Bob Feller for the president of the boys who lost his. Another boy, girl, and grown-up Land of the Lost Club in Yonkers, New York is called the Official Club. It has 21 members, and its president, Martin Weingarten, wins a brown fountain pen. Last but not least is Dee Dee Winans of Greystone Park, New Jersey. Dee Dee lost a library copy of the Land of the Lost book. The book with today's story in it, by the way. She's anxious to get it back because her class in school likes it so much. A new copy is on the way to her. Well, congratulations to all you winners, and to the rest of you, remember our motto, never say lost.
And remember, we want you all to play Lucky Seven with us. Just write a letter telling us about a toy or a treasure you've lost and why you want it returned. For the letters which our Land of the Lost judges consider the most interesting, we will send a substitute or what in our judge's opinion is the nearest possible duplicate of whatever that lost thing may be. Print your name and address plainly and send your letters or cards to the Land of the Lost, American Broadcasting Company, Radio City, New York. Got that? The Land of the Lost, American Broadcasting Company, Radio City, New York. And remember, you go, I go, the whole family goes for Bosco. Yep, Mother and Dad take after you boys and girls when it comes to enjoying chocolatey, rich Bosco. Say, how about fixing everybody a big glass of Bosco milk tonight, huh? Tell the treats are on you and Bosco.
And be with us next week when Isabel and Billy swim right into trouble behind the scenes of an undersea theater.
Tune in same time, same station, when Bosco takes you again to the Land of the Lost. The Land of the Lost is an original story by Isabel Manning Houston. The director is Cyril Armbrister, vocal arrangements Peggy Marshall, lyrics Barbara Miller, musical background by John Witters, and this is your announcer, Stuart Metz.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.